This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Artificial intelligence came to Capitol Hill today. The CEO of the company that introduced ChatGPT to the world spent some time in front of a Senate Judiciary Subcommittee. Sam Altman, who runs OpenAI, that's the company, talked up the great potential of artificial intelligence. But he also said, and I am quoting here, if this technology goes wrong, it can go quite wrong. Congress doesn't exactly have the best track record when it comes to proactively regulating emerging technologies, looking at you, social media. So we asked Marketplace's Matt Levin to look into whether this time could be different.
Sometimes it feels like Congress is better at creating memeable soundbites about tech than creating tech-savvy regulations. Remember this?
The internet is not a big truck. The internet is a series of truths.
That's the viral remix of how former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens characterized the internet back in 2006. There were no series of tubes moments in today's hearing on AI, which I suppose bodes well. But former Federal Trade Commission lawyer Charlotte Slayman says Congress is always going to be at a disadvantage in tech expertise.
Congress is responsible for everything. They are absolute generalists, and that's why we have regulators.
Creating an AI-specific cabinet department was an idea floated at today's hearing, as were licenses for developing AI models and AI accuracy scorecards. Slayman says unlike the early days of the internet and social media, both Democrats and Republicans seem more receptive to the idea for federal intervention.
I think the bipartisan interest in addressing these problems is a special opportunity.
It's cliche to say, but tech almost always does move faster than public policy, although Darrell West at the Brookings Institution says there is one relatively recent example where the U.S. got its act together pretty quickly.
As soon as nuclear power came around, there was widespread agreement that we couldn't just leave this to private companies. We needed a very strong regulatory agency that could step in.
West says he's optimistic the U.S. could replicate that path with AI, but the type of global cooperation we saw in the 20th century on, say, nuclear weapons?
It seems impossible for the United States, Russia, and China to agree on anything.
West says that's going to be more complicated. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.